This is an MUT Radio podcast.
One of the exciting times of the week. Any excuse to talk about relationships, Yabo, with none other than our relationship coach extraordinaire, Mrs. Nompumelelo Myeni, who's already with us. Boop, 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 boop.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. It's also become my favorite day of the week where we really, really come and talk about relationships.
Definitely. And I love how I always act like when I go on air, it's like we didn't speak before. It's like, oh, hi.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm also good.
That's great. I really like today's topic. I know I always say this. I like every single topic, but this one, yo, I feel like I have Mrs. M. I feel like we're gonna have to camp here for the entire show. There's so much that I have to say about this topic because, like, experiences enginazo got a topic le. There's just so- unfortunately, I can't talk about all of them. Out of respect for some of the people that are involved, but there's so many, and I want us to start firstly with a scenario that can sort of like build up to the actual conversation.
Okay.
So I did mention Ugutige today. We are speaking about conflict resolution, healthy conflict resolution in family conflicts that we face. As we did say last week, we're going to continue, especially focusing on umdeni, because we feel like that's where you will experience the most conflicts, Yabo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because most of the time, those are the people that you live with. Even if you used to live with your family and you go to see your family every festive season. And sometimes some people will you know, that's when we experience the most family drama. So for me,
that's true.
Yeah. For me personally, I remember there was a time where with my sister, my sister is a teenager. I think she's 18. Yes, she's 18. I'm not sure if I was still in university. I think I was still in university at the time. And so there was a scenario basically, because at that time, you know, she was giving the teachers a hard time. She was giving the teachers at her old school a very hard time, Yabo, because, mm-hmm. you know, teenagers, you know, sometimes they'll do certain things, Yabo, like not going to class because they're busy hanging around. So the teachers were complaining to my parents about that. Like, behavior, okay, we're not happy about it. And they were calling my parents eskolweni, yabo. So here's how I come in as Afigak. So my parents, my mom specifically, would always refer to Afika, yabo. Because unfortunately for her, she went to a school that I went to as well. So my parents would always refer to me most of the time. When Uafika was in high school, we never had this problem. Uafika would never ask us and just bizwe eskolweni, bizwe lukutu Uafika, uyahlupa kanje kanje, Uafika is doing this with her friends, this and that. So they were not aware, it's creating a drift between me and my sister, because we actually got into a very heated argument with my sister this one time. It wasn't even about that, but we got into an argument about something else. And in that argument, she mentioned things that honestly horrified me, which I'm not going to say some of them, but there were conversations about how, no, it's because when you are the favorite. No, it's because when you are Miss Goody Two Shoes. Yeah. Yeah, Miss Goody Two Shoes.
I hope you got her permission to talk about this today.
Yes, yes. No, we've resolved it with my family, so we're all good. Yeah, well,
yeah.
So I can speak about it. Yeah, well, so when I figure you are Miss Goody Two Shoes because of this and this and this, yeah, well, so I realized it created resentment, yeah, well, because she didn't understand why are they using me, yeah, well, as an example. So because it was such a huge thing, we had to obviously come together as a family, yeah, well, and then she could tell my mom as well. Yeah, but I'm kazelu ma ukuthi this is how it made me feel. I know ukuthi mhlambe that was not the intention ukuthi ningcompare with uAfika, but because she's older, but this is how it came across to me, yabo.
Yeah.
As her younger sister. So this is why ngithi I have so much experience about these things. These are some things that I think a lot of us experience, yabo. I'm a family conflicts that are like this, and although my family, we were able to resolve it, but omunye umuntu uzothi, I think I've been in a similar situation. How do we navigate such family conflicts in a healthy way? In a healthy way where you guys can sit down and talk about it, yabo.
Yeah. Oh, that one happens pretty often where siblings can be compared to each other. I think it's because really parents have had your parents had you two in front of them, and they could only compare between experiences of you two. I think the intention is not always to compare the two children, but it is to compare the experiences with the two children, you know, that they have gone through. But I think family conflicts usually really do get heated up to a point that other people might sometimes not even resolve. You guys are lucky that you've gone to a point where you've been able to resolve as a family. You're blessed with that. In other families, people feel really the heaviness of the fact that I'm being compared to my sibling, and therefore they feel the need to leave and live their own life, or they feel the need to be even more different to their sibling. But the truth of the matter is, if we are family and living together, the only benchmark we have is each other. So if you have given your parents a good experience in terms of raising a child, you will automatically become their benchmark. That doesn't mean it's a favorite child thing.
Yeah.
It means it's a benchmark. It's how they measure good child, because they have not had any other child that is like that, you know. So even in cousinship and, you know, aunties and uncles and all of that, which happens most of the time with our families, is that as now we're going to December, you're going to be seeing cousins, you're going to be seeing so-and-so, and somebody's going to come with their car, and the parents are going to be craving that person come with the car and all of those things like that. Can't you all just be working, like Kuspanbani and all of that stuff? I do think we come from a background that requires a lot of detoxing in terms of how we compare and compete amongst each other as family members. I do feel like as a society, we come from that, a lot of that background, and we need to do a lot of detoxing, a lot of releasing all of those. I mean, all of those, that way of doing things where people are measured against each other, or people, you know, compared against one another. But let's just say it has happened, you know. One of the things that you guys have done, that you and your family did, was that you sat down and you spoke about it. And that's a very important aspect of it, where you can allow yourselves as a family to sit down and speak about it. Sometimes when you see that it's too heated up, you might want to get the help of a mediator, somebody from outside who is going to be on common ground and not going to favor one other person or another, but it's going to allow the conversation to be able to flow, where somebody can feel like I can share my feelings, it's a safe space, and the other can feel like they can also share their feelings, it's a safe space. It's important to be able to sit down and talk about it. And the other party who's feeling compared or who's feeling disgruntled will appreciate the opportunity to be able to express, no matter how little or no matter how misguided their feelings are, it is important to allow a moment of expression.
Definitely.
Where a person can express how they feel. And I think that that was one of the winning tools that you and your family had, is that ability to sit down Sometimes we might find that we come from old school homes where adults really don't believe in sitting down and having such conversations with children. Children must just listen to what they've been told. Yeah. Even in that, I do believe that children can be able to request from one or both of the parents to say, please can we have this conversation, because it is harming how I feel about this home, how I feel about my sister, how I feel about this family. I would not like to get to a point where I have to make decisions about whether if I want to continue my peace, then it means I need to leave, you know, and all of that. So the request also for the meeting has to be respectful, you know. It can't be, you can't want to solve something and go at it with war, you know? Conversation, you would hear it even in areas where there is war. There always, other peace parties will always be saying, we are motivating for a conversation to happen between these two countries. And also even with people in the family, in a conflict, conversation is key. But let us talk. If you feel like both parties maybe are too heated, let's just say you went straight to your mom and heated the whole thing up, and your mom was taking your side, and then mom spoke to dad, and dad was taking mom's side, which is your side. So your sister would have felt isolated in this situation, you see. So then there, the one thing that if somebody is in that kind of a situation, need to do, they could consult externally from the family. Either umamkulu, your mom's sister, your mom's brother, your dad's sister, your dad's brother, to say, you know, at home, I have a challenge like this, like this, like this. Please, can you intervene for me or have a conversation with one of my parents for me? Sometimes other things, they don't need you as a child to be the one that directly comes to sort it out with your parents. But it really just needs an intervention of another adult who's going to have an adult conversation with the other one to say, you know what, I see the other child's point of view and I understand that, yes, she's good. She's the one you guys raised first. You never really had trouble with her. But these two children are different people. So you cannot expect the other to be like the other one. That is now an adult having a conversation with another adult, you know? The third point is that you could look for professional help if it means family. You can't sit down with yourself. You can't have a an external family, extended family intervention. You could seek professional help as a family and go for a mediated counseling session where you go as a group and you talk about what are the challenges that we are facing here as a family, so that it's not only important that the other one feels less compared, but it is also important that they also understand what is their contribution towards receiving these kinds of remarks in the home.
Definitely. And I think it's not easy because, like with our situation, it was a process, you know, it, like you mentioned, Mrs. M, that we've had to like educate our parents, because our parents are old school. They don't believe, they didn't initially believe in things like depression, anxiety, and all of that. And also education also plays a barrier as well. If your parents never studied further and things like that, you have to educate them. So it is a process. It won't be easy. Not to say that the first time you mention something, it's going to be taken seriously, but the more you are, like you're saying, respectfully trying to suggest, Utsi, can we speak about this and that? Because at the end of the day, your parents love you and they don't want to see inganza, either or, either one of them, rather, bengekho right. So that is a fact. So even if they can be old school and even if they can be this and that, they will eventually listen. Utsi, no, ngiyabona ukuthi there is some tension kanje na kanje yabo, even when you bring the mere fact that you went and brought usisi wabo, even that act in itself will show ukuthi, you know, asibalalele, because there must be inkinga enkulu for them to even ukuthi balethe you know, usisi, yabo usisi wethu, into kanjalo. So I would say, like, in support of what you're saying, that umuntu ongathi hayi ngeke uma or ubaba, they mustn't give up, yabo. Definitely. So yeah, but it's very, very tricky.
it's not easy, because some conflicts are not really about just comparison. Yes. They can be huge issues, hey? Very sensitive issues, where in other instances it's somebody who's been abused by a family member, you know, and the family is now cut in half. Half believes him or her, and the other half doesn't believe him or her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that entire conflict now get resolved, you know, between the whole family? Could be even an extension of the family, where the other party is a brother or a cousin from another aunt or uncle, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And those conflicts often really do require interventions that are healing, not just let's talk about it and let's hide it under the carpet, but let's talk about it and let's usher the children into the process of healing, and the adults, you know, as well, into the process of healing. It is so important for us to understand that a family is a living thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a living, breathing thing that has a head, you know, which is in leadership, you know, and followers and all the other support systems that are there to build a holistic and a healthy family. And that kind of, a family can also be attacked by a lot of things.
Mm.
And as long as we can have an open mind that understands that attacks come in different ways, we'll be able to not just simply conflict and then depart and then hate each other, you know, and then block each other and all of that stuff. We should be able to find a way out of these three ways that I have spoken about that would work for us as a family in terms of integrating us back into each other's lives and ensuring that any misunderstanding that is there is ironed out, and any misbehavior that is there is actually dealt with, and, you know, openly, and everybody knows that, okay, if Africa ends the intention, that is what it was dealt, that is how it was dealt with.
Mm.
And this is how the family is dealing with it, since I've also done the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It must never be, oh, that one, I know we can accept, because they are like, they bring bread into, you know, they're the ones who bring the bacon and all of that. Children must be treated equally, and parents must be respected. There's just no way in building a family where you've got children that are unruly, that are rude, that think that if people owe them life and everything else, they are just deserving. It's just not going to work that way. At the same time, in a place where there are parents who are constantly demanding, if they have older children, demanding money from them, if they have younger children, neglecting the children and expecting children to take care of one another and all of that, then we are not building a family unit at all. And those conflicts will have roots, and they will, like, the roots will be so deeply entrenched that it will be hard to uproot conflicts if we are not playing our roles as the different individuals in the family.
Okay, Mrs. M, this is really, really touching. Honestly speaking, I was just thinking of something else that someone else shared. I think I was watching it online. They were sharing about how abusive their dad was. They watched basically their dad abuse their mom, you know. Their dad was very abusive towards their mom, and now that is obviously an extreme sense of conflict. So as a result, because Umawake was abused by her dad, even when her dad wasn't in the picture, it was very difficult for Umawake, I think it's because of the brokenness, for her to be a good mother to her now, even though the dad was no longer, they were no longer together, but it was just difficult for her mom to be a good mom, you know, and she felt like it was because of her mother's brokenness. For someone perhaps who is in that situation, maybe the mom is still with their dad, you know, and they are witnessing something like that, Hlambe, maybe not on a daily basis, but it's something that happens a lot. How can they actually deal with that?
So, what did you say they're going through? Sorry.
They're experiencing like their dad being abusive to their mom. Yeah, but how do they address Leonkinga, especially as a child? You know, they're not they're involved, but not directly involved. You know, but it's going to affect you. You know, if you see the toxicity in your parents' relationship, that is going to impact you. So, how do you deal with that as a child?
Because we don't know how old they are, I'm going to try and give a general response. First of all, some of the things that our parents go through, we sort of don't have control of them because we come into these relationships that have already matured and have already have a way of how they deal with things born in their marriage. Most of the time, by the time we are born as children, the parents have been dating for a while or they've been married for a while, and some of the manners in their relationship have been developed. And they might have adapted to whatever way that life has turned out for them. First of all, it is important for the children to be able to communicate with their mother first, before dad or before trying to sort this out. To say, Mom, we can see what you are going through. This will allow that mom is able to then also show that she acknowledges that there is a level of abuse that is happening in her marriage. Because remember, if she can't, it's like drugs. If she can't acknowledge it, then you would be getting or interfering in as far as she would be concerned. So she has to first acknowledge it that, A, my kids, I have been enduring this as well. It is painful. And then the children can then have a conversation to say, how do we then alert dad that we can see what you are doing and we are not happy with it? Because it won't be easy to sit this down because the conversation, the relationship is older than them and the parents are older than them. So going at it to saying we are now old enough to see and we are old enough to be hurt by your behavior on what you are doing to our mother or to our father, if maybe the case was a father, but in this case it's a mother. And then they can then see how they can, because mom has seen, is there a possibility then that we can resolve this so that this does not happen in our home? We love you as our parents and we don't like to see what you guys go put each other through. You know what I mean? So that kids don't take a side and they don't separate them further, which might lead to a lot of other challenges for the family. But the first instance should be to build. How can we build better? And then when it fails then from building, it can then move to how can we protect, you know? And they can start to think about how can then we protect our parents from this kind of harm. You know what I mean? Is she willing to report these cases? Are they extreme? What is the level of this abuse? You know, and all of those things like that. Is there a family member whom dad trusts? Maybe it could be a pastor in the church or whoever, whom dad trusts enough that we can speak to say, we see this happening in our home and we don't like it because we don't know how it's going to end one day. please can you have a conversation with our father? He might be mad that you've taken the family business out, but that is only going to last yes. for a short while, other than to have a lifetime of abuse happening in front of your eyes. So those are the interventions that I think are much, much more possible and much more lighter in terms of not instigating or making the situation harsh even more. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah.
Very powerful, Mrs. M. This is like a very, I honestly feel like my heart is heavy. Topic is very intense, you know, but I'm trying to see when I won't get my angles. Because people go through these things like a lot. Family conflicts is, in fact, it's one of the main reasons why a lot of us actually experience things like depression or anxiety. You know, it's not always because of umjolo, but sometimes it's because there are really hectic things that are happening at home, you know, as young people. Like my colleagues were sharing the other time, he was sharing what he met this other guy, and this guy was the way wayengafuna khona ugoduka mase kumele godukwe.
Yeah.
Like wayengafuna godukwe. And they always wonder, what's going on with you when all the time mase kumele godukwe, awufuna godukwa eresi. And then he would, and then he shared ukuthi no, it's because ngiyazi ukuthi nje mengigoduka ekhaya nje ngilinde impi yabo. So yabona ke manje ukuthi you're not comfortable in your own home, you don't even want to go home yabo. So it's very important to resolve a conflict. So my last question, Mrs. M, is what role does empathy then play when we're trying to resolve like family conflicts? You know, how can we use that so that we nurture our family dynamics?
I mean, we all must have empathy. It's a leadership attribute that is good. It's also a personal intelligence that is good. We must just all have empathy. This, I was just thinking about it now that I was going to say that while or in a family conflict, guard against your own mind as well. You've got people who are in family conflicts that don't really exist, but they exist in their minds. The person in their mind, they exaggerate every word that is being said. They misinterpret every statement that is being said. They judge themselves for every statement that is being said. Even when kungakhulunywa nabo, they are constantly in a fight and in a defensive mode to defend themselves for something, you know, even when they are not being accused. That means the mind is constantly in a state of conflict and in a state of war in as far as family is concerned. So guys, guard against your own mind, and that will also help you then activate your own, I mean, empathy, where you are able to, when Afika says something to you as a sister, your first instinct is not the bad part of it. It is always, you always have your good instinct being the positive part of it.
Yeah.
And then you would rather be alerted by somebody else that, hey, the thing that was so mean, other than for you always thinking that somebody is being mean to you.
True.
So kindness, you know, being kind, being gentle, being understanding, being most of the time being kind in your speech, being kind in your actions, and being understanding in your speech and being understanding in your actions, or being loving. That's what I wanted to add. Being loving and being caring about your people, because that's family, that's really who they are, your people. So in that, you always receive the words with your kind heart or your kind mind your kind hands, and you're always giving back the words with kindness and caring and loving and understanding. And that is the whole thing of empathy, that if we were caring more, and if we were understanding more, if we were loving more, if we were kind a little bit more to one another, we should really be able to reach a spot in our families where we can be, civil and great with one another.
Definitely. Offer each other grace. Thank you so much, Mrs. M. I don't know, Shambe, as we close, is there anything that you would like to say to someone who is experiencing family conflict?
I think I wanted my closing remarks to be about be careful of the conversations that you are having in your own mind about your family.
Mm.
You probably are not seeing the reality of who they are because you've created monsters in your own mind. You've created competition between you and your sister, or your brother and your brother. You have created animosity that is probably not there, but because you are different age groups, different generation, different people, different characters, you think that, or you have convinced yourself that they are against you. Please go back to your mind and try and restructure how you think of the people around you, so that you're able to see the goodness of their heart.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mrs. M. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.